You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Jeff Montgomery was one of Michigan's first gay rights activists. A personal tragedy drove him into becoming a fierce advocate for LGBT rights and to founding the Triangle Foundation, which later became Equality Michigan. Jeff Montgomery died this week in Detroit at age 63. Here with us is Jeff's friend and former staff member of the Triangle Foundation. He is now in New York City running the Tyler Clementi Foundation. Sean Kosofsky, we want to thank you for being with us.
Thanks so much, Cindy.
Describe for us, from your view, Jeff's contribution to LGBT rights in Michigan and really nationally.
It's really hard to say in words the contributions that this man made, because he was respected nationally by gay and lesbian, bisexual and transgender people and our allies in the civil rights space, in the anti-violence space. He was just deeply respected, and he would go to battle with far-right extremists who were trying to deny gay and lesbian people basic equality and safety in this country. And so he was feared by the right in many ways and respected and beloved by many on the left. And so he had a towering figure in the Detroit media and communications world, because his family had a long and respected place in the communications world at Chrysler and at the Detroit Times and as broadcasters themselves. And he played a very large role, of course, with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, with Save Orchestra Hall and the Detroit Thanksgiving Day Parade. So he just was a beloved figure in the area. And in the fight for human rights, not just LGBT rights, but for racial equality, immigration, all sorts of issues, he was always there. He was the guy who said, we should always be there when we're asked, not when it's safe. And so if some coalition needs our help on affirmative action or on women's reproductive rights, we should be there. Our movement needs them. We need to be with them. So he was just left a trail all over the country of positive relationships and goodwill.
Sean, tell us what happened in the 1980s in Jeff's life that really fired up this activism for him.
You know, I didn't know him until about 1995, 1996 myself, but from what I recall and what I know, he was in the community, of course, out and active, but there was a particular incident of his boyfriend, Michael, being murdered outside of a gay club in Detroit, and he had heard that the Detroit Police Department were just not going to investigate, that they had called this just another gay killing, so why bother? This infuriated him, so he worked with John Monahan and Dr. Henry Messer to create the Triangle Foundation, which at the time was a scrappy, small nonprofit of basically him not even drawing a salary for 2 years and, you know, building something from scratch into what was, by 2008, the fourth largest statewide gay rights group in the country. We were parallel to groups in Florida and California and New York, much larger states with much more money. He was growing this organization significantly because of his prowess as a strategist. So he really took us from nothing to a powerful political and civil rights engine in Michigan in that 14 or 15 years.
And what do you think it was, Sean, about Jeff Montgomery's personality and his style that made him such an effective leader in the movement?
I think he was angry. I think any activist out there is powered both by a love for what we can create for this world, but an anger about the injustice that happens. He had a personal story that drove him to activism, but he had a personal moral compass that drove him to see the intersections between race and gender and sex and economic justice. And he said, we have to use the time we are here on this planet to make the world a better place. We have to leave that dent. And so I think the thing that really motivated him was that he couldn't see injustice happening and not make a difference. He knew that one person with a pen and a biting wit could shape public opinion. He knew that one person with one idea could shape the law by introducing and passing a bill. I remember the first bill we worked on in the state legislature proactively in 1997, 1998 with State Representative Lynn Martinez to pass hate crime legislation. We got that bill through the legislature, nearly the entire legislature, on our first try. And every time you see something like that happen so easily, it powers you forward to say we can make a bigger difference. And so he stayed in the fight as long as he did when many executive directors burn out because he saw the victory after victory that we were able to deliver for people in Michigan. Mm.
I think of Triangle Start now over these more than two decades and thinking and about looking through the years and the fight for LGBT rights and the fact that you now work for the Tyler Clementi Foundation, which takes us right back to the tragic end of Tyler Clementi's life on September 22nd, 2010. Just recap for us, for people who need their memories prodded, about Tyler.
Well, Tyler Clementi was a young man who, at 18 years old, was just arriving as a freshman at Rutgers University in September of 2010, and his roommate, who didn't like the fact that Tyler was gay, decided to turn a camera on Tyler's bed while he had a date in his dorm room and secretly streamed a sexual act that Tyler was engaged in online and tweeted out to all of his friends to join the show, watch the show, and see what Tyler was doing. This humiliating act not only outed Tyler, but also just broadcast his personal business online. And he was in a downward spiral at that point and ended up going to the George Washington Bridge and jumping to his death. And dying by suicide like that, he was one of five or six high-profile bullying-related suicides that month, and it captured international attention. Tyler's was the story that was the most dramatic and captured the media attention. Organizations were formed out of that, not just the Tyler Clementi Foundation, but the It Gets Better Project and Spirit Day and StopBullying.gov from the government. Like, so much activity happened in the national consciousness after Tyler died. So homophobia, bullying, you know, we worked on the bullying bill in Michigan for 8 or 10 years. It finally passed Matt's law, but my background helping to introduce that legislation and Jeff's energy to try passing it after a dozen years really is some of the background for how I ended up at Tyler Clementi Foundation.
How would Jeff Montgomery want to be remembered?
Well, he was a fierce, sort of radical activist who shaped and molded me into who I am today. And I think he would want to be celebrated. I don't think he would want to be mourned. I think he would want people to use the occasion of his passing to vote, to register, to counter all of this vitriol that's happening in our country right now. I don't remember a time where our politic was so divisive and so mean, and how politicians and elected officials can say such horrible things about entire portions of our population and not suffer consequences that would have caused resignations just 10 years ago is amazing to me. And he would have been shocked and offended to know that we wouldn't use the occasion of his passing to highlight his activism to try to turn our national conversation toward love and acceptance and equality instead of division, because he always said that the language and the rhetoric and the culture what was fueling violence. And we see that now against immigrants and Muslims and Latin Americans here in this country. Jeff would want us to be highlighting that and doing something about it. And anyone who wants to do something to honor Jeff should absolutely make a donation to Equality Michigan. They are the organization that is his legacy, and they should absolutely do something to support that organization.
Sean Kosofsky, we want to thank you for sharing your thoughts and your memories and your feelings about your friend, about your mentor, Jeffrey Montgomery, who passed away in Detroit at age 63. Thank you so much for being with us, Sean.
Thank you.